Welcome to the Author Factor Podcast, the show for profitable insights and tips with business owners, entrepreneurs, and CEOs who use their nonfiction book to create the ultimate competitive advantage and grow their business. Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author and book publishing coach, Mike Capuzzi.
Welcome to another profitable episode of the Author Factor Podcast. I'm Mike Capuzzi, and I want to thank you for joining us. My guest today is Daniel Alphon. Daniel helps his clients leverage the power of LinkedIn to find new business. He publishes articles, interviews, and exclusive content about advanced LinkedIn strategies. He's the author of the book, Build a LinkedIn Profile for Business Success, and a co-author in a book that I'm also a co-author in, Podmatch Guest Mastery. Daniel, welcome to the Author Factor Podcast.
Well, Mike, thank you very much. I was looking forward to this.
Yeah, and you and I worked together for, I guess, a month or two on Podmatch Guest Mastery. Went back and forth a lot on email, but it's our first opportunity to actually meet, so thank you. So you're calling in just to let our listeners know, you're calling in from where today?
I'm calling in from Israel, south of Tel Aviv. Beautiful neighborhood and beautiful community, a small place you need to visit.
Before we jump in and discuss, we're going to focus on Podmatch Guest Mastery today. Tell me a bit more about your business, who you serve, and how you serve them.
Thank you, Mike. I help business owners leverage the LinkedIn platform. LinkedIn has close to 1 billion members as we speak, and every second, 3 people sign up. Every second, 3 people, it's an amazing community, yet it's not very user-friendly. So I help people match their business objective and their LinkedIn activities by analyzing their ideal clients, their presence, and the best lead generation process for them.
Very good. Do you mind if we go a little deeper on that? Just because I think there's some real value for our listeners, for book authors, et cetera. So I have a LinkedIn account. I don't use it a whole lot. I'm not really sure the best ways to use it. So, you know, working with you would probably make sense. As far as LinkedIn being a suitable platform, any type of business owner, business to consumer, business to business, local business owner, is there any reason, you know, any of those business owners should not be on LinkedIn?
If you simply look at Google, then whenever we run a search for Mike Capuzzi, we'll see the LinkedIn profile in the top of the list. So yes, it serves everyone. Obviously, if you're serving high client clients, if you're in a B2B community, and if you're a nonfiction author, then the case is much, much stronger.
So give me a couple tips, if you don't mind, Daniel. And I know you weren't expecting this, but now that I want to dive in a little bit. I think you can probably handle it. Let's focus on nonfiction book authors. So let's say me, for example. Yes. Can you give me a couple tips, just high-level tips, that any nonfiction business owner, author should be using on LinkedIn? You know, frequency, types of things, posting. I mean, I will tell you, the one thing that annoys me with LinkedIn, and I don't know how you feel about this, is, you know, someone sends you a connection request, you connect, and then within seconds you get this, you know, bot-generated communication, and they're all about selling themselves and what they do, and there's no real integrity and authenticity, in my opinion, about how a lot of people use it. I don't know how you leverage it in that respect, but just some tips for effective use of LinkedIn for an author.
Well, with pleasure. So there are many ways to leverage LinkedIn other than simply sending spam invitations to people. And LinkedIn is probably the only strong platform I know of that where you can succeed without sharing a lot. If you build a decent profile, anyone visiting your own profile, going to LinkedIn and looking for Mike Capuzzi, they would see the banner about the bite-sized book. They would see that you turn business owners into book authors, and they could go to your website. They could simply visit LinkedIn and then go to authorfactor.com. This is the simplest way anyone can leverage the LinkedIn platform without sharing. And perhaps some good news is that you don't have to share a lot, because most of our connections are not eager to watch us overshare on the LinkedIn platform.
So can I stop you for a second? Very interesting, if you don't mind. So unlike Facebook or other social, other, you know, social platforms where, you know, people are posting more and more content. It's more general. What you're saying, Daniel, is it's not necessary, absolutely necessary, to be posting a lot, because the average LinkedIn user is really not looking for that type of social interaction.
Yes, perhaps what I could suggest is find a frequency that would work for you in the long term. And you can decide, Mike, that you can dedicate, say, 15 minutes to LinkedIn sharing once a month. And then simply ask yourself, what's the best resource I can use, I can share on LinkedIn, rather than can I push something to my followers or can I push something from my connections? If you're happy with that frequency, then perhaps you'd decide to move to a more to every 2 weeks or every week or so.
Interesting. Any other just high-level tips, Daniel, for a business owner, author? I mean, you're saying just by being on there, you're getting some search engine juice, you know, even if it's just clicking through to your website.
Right.
You know, go ahead.
A very high-level and simple system I would suggest is three questions. Question number one, who's your ideal reader on LinkedIn? Question number two, what action, Mike, would you like that person to perform once he visits your LinkedIn profile? And the last question, are we making it as seamless and easy for those people who visit your profile to go where you want them to go?
That's great. Yeah.
And the fact that LinkedIn is also a place for people to network for jobs is not relevant if you're not looking for a job. So forget about it and ask yourself, who's the ideal reader? And for authors, it could be that in some cases, their ideal LinkedIn reader is not necessarily the reader of their shook or their short-term book or their book at all. They may be interested in gaining traction from LinkedIn to go on a podcast tour or to find, to be connected with media celebrities, with bloggers, with people who could show their book or discuss their book or help them get more eyes, go to Amazon and visit their book.
Very interesting. Can I ask one more LinkedIn question? Because I'm actually interested in this also.
Please don't stop.
So when you make those connections, as I mentioned, I went on a little mini rant where I'll accept a connection. The next thing you know you're getting some sort of AI generated. It's not someone sitting there saying, hey, Daniel, it's Mike. Nice to meet you. It's this, you know, canned. And then it keeps going on if you don't respond and all that stuff. Any just tip or best practice, Daniel, when either you make a connection with someone that you want to connect with, or vice versa, someone connects with you, how to use a direct message? Do you recommend that often, right away, or any comments about that?
Sure. Can I suggest a totally different approach?
Sure.
So the question I would ask is, if you had to pick one, would you rather be in 2026 the most connected or the best connected? And based on your answer, I would advise you to act differently on LinkedIn. If you want to be the most connected, then you're in for 30,000 followers or 40K LinkedIn followers. And that means you need to automate everything. And basically what you described earlier may apply. But for many authors who are not interested in being the most connected, but the best connected, they should actually leverage the LinkedIn platform simply by connecting with their real life network. And the real life network could be 80 people or 800 people or 1200 people. The power is in their own network. Say I wanted to get introduced to Alexandre Filippo and we just spoke. And I noticed that you two are connected. Then instead of cold messaging Alex, who's the co-founder, who's the founder of Podmetric, PodPros, I would reach out to you if we really work together. And I would say, Mike, how you've been? I really want to speak with Alex. Do you know him well enough to make an introduction? This is old school, pre-LinkedIn, pre-social.
Right.
But you know, most of our best clients comes through referrals often. You don't have to, most authors, they want to have it both ways. They want to have quantity and want to have the quality. And the sad truth is that they're mutually exclusive.
Huh. Yeah.
If you go to the size, then you can no longer know people you're connected with. And if you want to connect only with people you know, then it couldn't be 40,000 people. Just pick one for the long term, and that will help you leverage LinkedIn in a different way.
First of all, Daniel, thank you. It's an excellent, simple, yet profound strategy. And it really applies to, I think, social media in general and even business interactions. You know, really realizing where the real value, where the real connections happen. It's typically not, you know, for the most people, it's not when you have 100,000 followers and stuff like that. And for most business owners, that would be a huge, if not impossible, challenge. One other quick question, then we'll move to since you brought up Alex and Podmatch, is there a way on LinkedIn to make that virtual introduction, or is there a way to connect to someone? I suggested this to even Alex on Podmatch. Like, I wish there was a way on Podmatch I could connect two people. Like, if I was a guest on someone's show, I could, you know, in the system, connect two people. I don't think it's happened yet.
Right. So LinkedIn has had some system to get introduced, but right now it's been discontinued. Yeah. And still, if it's important, then I would advise you to take the time and hear me out to know when to leave the LinkedIn platform. Going back to our discussion, if you see someone you would be really interested in speaking with, and you notice Jane Doe, you notice Peter George is a mutual connection, and you've just released an episode with Peter George, then by going to Peter's LinkedIn profile, you would, if you're connected on LinkedIn, you would be able to see his email through his LinkedIn contact info. And even though, Mike, it would take you 40 seconds more, I would advise you to leave the LinkedIn platform, to shoot him a quick message to say, we've just released the episode. Thank you very much. By the way, I see that you're connected with Jane Doe. Would you mind? Could you help me get introduced to her? It takes a bit more time, but the biggest secret, and I tell you this as a LinkedIn specialist, is to know when to leave the LinkedIn platform. LinkedIn has enabled you to find the person, and the most important name is Peter, the person who can introduce you to that Jane Doe. Don't stay on LinkedIn. Leave LinkedIn and where real business happens.
Yep. And which is that? That's exactly what I do. It's exactly how I do it. Not knowing that LinkedIn didn't have that, I just automatically go to either a phone call, really old school, or an email. But again, going back, because we're going to talk about Podmatch here now, which is a platform for podcast hosts and guests, which you and I are both longtime members of and huge fans of, I know, because we're both in Podmatch Guest Mastery. But I kind of wish Alex did build that in, because I'm on it either as a host or a guest, because I'm both. I'm always wanting to connect people, and I have to then go out, like you're saying, and connect them via email, which is not a big deal, but it'd be kind of cool if it was in the system. Anyway, let's talk about Podmatch. Is that good?
Yes, sir.
So you were one of the co-authors in Podmatch Guest Mastery. I helped Alex publish two books in the fall of 2022, Podmatch Guest Mastery, Podmatch Host Mastery. Again, there's two distinct audiences in that platform. And for those listeners who might not know what Podmatch is, it is a system, an online system that connects automatically podcast hosts with podcast guests. And it does this through some algorithms and connections. And the way Alex describes it, as you well know, Daniel, is he calls it, it's like a dating app for podcasters and guests. So very cool system. I highly recommend it. I'm a huge fan of it. So we published these two books, and we knew that a lot of folks that are on Podmatch aren't utilizing the system as effectively as they could. So what we did is we interviewed some of the top guests, which is what you are, Daniel. You use it as a guest, and then also hosts. And they shared their best practices, their best tips, which, again, we appreciate you being a part of that. Just out of curiosity, why did you even decide to participate in that book?
I made so many mistakes.
On Podmatch?
Podmatch, yes. I made all the mistakes in the book, and I wrote chapter I would have liked to read a year ago. It's been a real roller coaster, very interesting. I met amazing people and And without PodMatch, the PodMatch system, it would have taken me a lot more time to do, and probably I would not have met those interesting people. And I think the book is a great initiative because it can really help people onboard and leverage the PodMatch system much faster. And there is no other way for us to work and be and share a message than podcast today. And you know the power of podcast and podcasts. And I think it's a great initiative.
I agree 100%. I've met the most brilliant people, the nicest people, people like yourself that are just, you know, really smart about certain things that I just, you know, I can learn from. And I think if you haven't checked out PodMatch and you are a host, definitely check it out. And then for most book authors, and Daniel, I want to get your input on this, I think most nonfiction book authors should really look at leveraging a podcast guesting strategy to promote their book, to share their message. It doesn't cost you a whole lot of money. It's, you know, just your time and energy. Any feedback on that?
Imagine that the power of podcast combined with LinkedIn can help you better prepare for the interviews, find better guests, and find better hosts, because you could, when you go to someone's profile, you instantly can view their LinkedIn profile. You can watch, you can look at their website, and you can see the number of episodes they've released, and you get a much better feel of whether this could be a good guest for Author Factor, or whether you would like to be as a guest on that platform. And if you think about it in the long term, then connecting with people you've just spoken with can bring you the clients you'd like to have in 2024, in 2025. So one very simple suggestion, don't wait until you need that person to connect. Try to connect when you've had a meaningful relationship. If you just had a conversation with someone and you feel you connected in a natural way, this is the ideal time for you to send the invitation. You get a high acceptance rate. You can follow that up, and don't wait for the time in 6 months down the road when you want to ask them for an introduction. Just start with connecting on a human level when you know them well enough.
Great advice. So how have you, just out of curiosity, you've written your own books with, you know, the LinkedIn book. Now you're a co-author and a compilation style book. How are you using the PodMatch Guest Mastery book? Are you using it in your marketing and as a way to, you know, meet other people?
It won't surprise you, but the first value I got is from reading other contributors to the book.
Oh, yeah.
Both on the host side and the guest side. To become a better guest, you need to sharpen your skill set. Mm-hmm. And I've read amazing ideas I would never have mm-hmm. considered from many guests and from many hosts. And this is the simplest way to leverage it. Of course, there are more layers to it, but the questions are the same, but the answers are so different that anyone is likely to find at least one simple strategy that they would resonate with and they would be aligned with and they would be able to do authentically. Much more than one, but at least one.
I was about to say, Daniel, and I'm not just saying this because I helped publish it. I got a lot of nuggets out of it. So to your point, 100%, like just, and you know, really, and you don't even have to be a PodMatch member to get value out of these books. Yes, it helps because a lot of the feedback is based on certain PodMatch features. But I recommend both of these books to people who aren't on PodMatch because, again, understanding different ways of being a better guest and the value you can add to host shows and, you know, so without a doubt, if you're interested in podcasting at either level, the books are on Amazon. You can go to PodMatchBooks.com. They're just great resources. Any other feedback or comments, Daniel, regarding the PodMatch book?
In general, as you know, being an author increases your perceived authority for people. And that's something I learned with my first book. Each proposal I sent was accepted simply because people saw that I published a book. So the value was not in the dollars Amazon paid me. It's simply the way that when you Google, you would find a book, and when not enough people manage to write a book and self-publish or publish it, so it makes you stand out from the crowd.
Without a doubt. I'm going to just ask you one last open-ended question before I ask you to share your information. But is there anything relative to either LinkedIn, your first book, podcasting, Podmatch, any question I should have asked you that I did not ask you?
I like the free flowing of our conversation, and I don't want to overwhelm people. Get back to the basics. Ask yourself, who's your ideal reader? What action would you like them to perform? And are you making it as easy as possible for them? That's for the LinkedIn method. And for Podmatch, leverage the power of Podmatch and the Podmatch mastery, both for hosts and guests, in order to increase your revenues grow your business in the years to come. Don't take it as a short, new shiny project. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Yeah. Again, Daniel, such sage advice. Book publishing, book marketing, podcasting. It's not a short-term game. This is, if you're in it for, I'm going to try it for a couple of weeks and see what happens. You know, big mistake. It both are long-term games. And I've been a guest now. I can't believe it for 3 years. I just can't believe it. You know, it seems like yesterday I was like, oh, maybe I should do a podcast. And we're almost near 200 episodes. But Daniel, this has been great. You've shared a lot of nuggets. I would encourage people to check out Podmatch Guest Mastery and read Daniel's chapter. Where can our listeners learn more about you? If they're interested in helping them with LinkedIn, where can they reach you, Daniel?
Thank you very much. Go to danielalphon.com, and there you'll find lots of information, resources, and giveaway. Thank you very much.
Daniel, thank you. Appreciate your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mike.
And to my listeners, thank you. And if you found this podcast helpful, please help me grow it by sharing with your network and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. Till next time, this is Mike Capuzzi.
Thank you for listening to the Author Factor Podcast. To learn more about Mike's unique short book publishing opportunities, please visit BiteSizedBooks.com.